As soon as we knew the show was bound for Philly, we invited our staff critic, Bertrand Falstaff Hine. Bertrand's career as a renowned wine critic and failed podcaster makes him uniquely qualified to sample the arts and culture of a city as rich as Philadelphia. Bertrand, welcome.
Thank you, Christopher, and once again, it's Hine.
Sorry about that, right?
Lovely to be back, though. Lovely to be back.
It's great to have you. Bertrand, I'm curious how you spent your time this week in this great city. It has so much history,
yes.
Such a great walking city, Rittenhouse Square, Chestnut Hill, the museum.
Yes, I did go to the Rodin Museum, thinking I could taste test one of their burgers of Calais. But it turns out that bronze offers no sustenance.
Well, that makes sense. So what did you find to review? Perhaps some Mark Vetri restaurants, or what do you think?
Cheesesteaks, Christopher.
Cheesesteaks, that is so obvious, man.
Obvious? The cheesesteak is not some local curiosity that one might find at the Mutter Museum, Christopher. No, in a forest of sandwiches, the cheesesteak is a meaty sequoia, felled upon a paper plate, no less impressive in repose. It is that rarest of delights, a delicacy, a regional godsend, a greasy balm for a troubled world.
Oh, okay, Bertrand. But I mean, it's hard to find a bad cheesesteak in Philly, isn't it?
Not exactly. Let's talk about the offerings at Chunkman's Deli and Steak Porch. A tangle of oversalted gray meat falls cheerlessly from a ragged crevice in the pale loaf, like a torn t-shirt snagged in a storm drain. Chopped onions are strewn about the plate like safety glass ejected in the aftermath of a lonely collision. In fairness, the lurid glow of this dairy-esque epoxy at least serves to dispel the disturbing sense one has stumbled into an antique police photo. And to the hulking fellow at the order window who stared into middle distance with the dead eyes of a Dust Bowl migrant, I would suggest foregoing the usual wit or without, and instead a more damningly why.
But surely, Bertrand, surely that can't be representative of Philadelphia's finest.
Ah, very astute, Christopher. Let me tell you about Hogan's Famous Steaks. When your cheesesteak arrives, steaming and defiant in its paper vestments, you will finally understand why primitive hunters felt the need to apologize to their prey. The tawny crust of the fresh hoagie roll cradles an oblong mound of seasoned beef, dusted with cracked pepper and roiling with heady notes of garlic. And despite Kevin the counterman's emphatic denials, my palate also detected hints of Rangpur lime and Spanish caramel. I, of course, forgive Kevin his deceptions, for in the cutthroat Philadelphia cheesesteak market, a culture of secrecy is to be not only expected, but admired.
Ah, delectable. Thank you, Mr. Bertrand Falstaff Hine.
Hine.
Yes, Hine. Bertrand Falstaff Hine, everyone.